Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 20th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Dalad, the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Masechta Nozir, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Ches. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Sholosh Behemos. When he brings the three animals, this is a Nozir who at the end of his Nazaritehood, he has to make a haircut and bring his Karbonos. We call this Tiglachas HaTaharo. Normally, when a person brings Karbonos, he specifies this is going to be an Oila, this is a Chatos. But here by a Nazir, here the Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, if he brought three Karbonos for his Nazirus, V'loi Pirish, but he did not specify and didn't designate, this is for my Chatos, this is for my Oila, this is for the Shlomim, even if he didn't designate each one, Horu'uyo L'Chatos Tikaru Chatos. It doesn't matter, because the one animal that's fit for the chatos shall be offered as a chatos anyway, and that is a female lamb, kivsa. Lo'oila, any animal, one of the three animals that's fit for the oila, tikrav oila, should be offered as an oila, namely a male lamb. And then the one, lishlamim, tikrav shlamim, the one that's fit for a koven shlamim, namely the ram, shall be offered as a shlamim. In other words, when it comes to a korban of a nazir, every single type of korban has a different specification, different type of animal, or different gender. And because of that, there's no problem about lack of designation. It's automatically going to occur. Now the Mishnah describes what would happen with the hair of the haircut. Hoyonotel sa'ar roshen ezra. The nazir would, after he would shave his hair of his head, he would in the special chamber called Lishkas HaNazirim, that was in the Azas Noshim. After he would shave his hair, he would take those hairs and dab a bit of the gravy from the pot that had the shlamim that was boiling in it, because they used to boil the shlamim in that same chamber, Lishkas HaNazirim. So he would take the hair that he had cut, place on it some of the gravy, umshaleach tachas hadud, and then burn them under the pot that was on the fire of the being cooked, because they used to cook the shlamim and had to be cooked in a holy area, and they would put the hair under the pot on the fire. Ve'im gilach bamdina, what happens if he shaved the hair not in the Mikdash area, but rather outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? Would he be able to put his hair under the pot? Says the Mishnah, yes. Hayimashalech tachasadud. He too would bring his hairs into the Mikdash and burn them under the pot of the that was cooking the shlamim. Now, some have a girsa. Tosfos and the Rav Bartanur have exactly the opposite addition. They have that if he shaved it outside the Beis HaMikdash, loy hoya meshalech tachasadud, he would not put it under the pot. So we have two conflicting versions of what should be in our Mishnah. By medavar memorim, when do we say that the nazir puts his hair under the pot of the shlamim? B'tiglachas hatara, if he's shaving his hair after he completed his Nazaritehood in a state of purity. Aval b'tiglachas hatumah, but where by accident he became tamei during his Nazaritehood, and he does a haircut, as the Torah says, and he's got now the hairs of his that he's cut, loy hoy mashalech tachas adud, that he would not put those hairs that were done in a haircut when he became tamei, that those hairs are not put under the pot, but it's only done, in other words, the Tanakama holds, it's only put under the pot when it's a Nazir Tahir. He completed it successfully in a state of purity. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakol Meshachin Tachasadud. He says, whether it's the Tomei, Tiglachas of Tuma, or Tiglachas Atara, in all cases, whether he shaved it in the Mikdash or in the Medina, if it was at least a Tiglachas Atara, he would put his hair underneath the pot. So in the following three cases, Rabbi Meir says we still put the nazir still puts it on the pot. In a case of Tiglachas HaTara, when he's doing a haircut after completing his nazir in the state of Tara, there, no matter where the haircut was done, whether in the Medina or outside the Mikdash or in the Mikdash, that's two cases. Or if he's doing a shaving of his hair because he became Tomei Jews Nazaritehood, and he did the haircut in the Mikdash area, there too he would put it under the pot. The only time that Rabbi Meir agrees that you don't put the hair under the pot, chutz min ha-tomei shebemedina bilvad, except for someone who became Tomei, the Nazi became Tomei, he broke his Naziris, and he did the shaving outside the Mikdash, then Rabbi Meir would agree, you don't put the hair, he doesn't put the hair under the pot in the Mikdash, rather he would... it would be buried. Mishnah Tes. We continue to talk about the Tiklachas HaTahara, the procedure for a Nazir. He brings his Karbonos. And we're going to talk about the Shlomim that he has to bring, the ram that he brought for a Nazir. Now, every Nazir, when on completion of his Tahara, would bring these karbonas, one of them, of course, was the shlomim. But with the shlomim, he would bring two types of matzah. One would be a thicker variety, more oil in it, and one would be more of a wafer variety. Normally, in a case of a korban todah, Thanksgiving offering, they would bring 40 loaves, four different types of bread, of challah. Three of them matzah, and one of them would be chametz. But here with the Nazir, it's only two different types. There would be the wafer ones and the oily ones. Another difference between a Nazir and other Shlomim, a Nazir Shlomim, other Shlomim, is that normally a Shlomim one has 2 days and the intervening night to eat it. But not a Nazir. Nazir had to be eaten on 1 day, 1 night. The day he shechted and the day it was offered. And the night after. And furthermore, another difference is the fact that with other shlomim, normally a korban shlomim, the kohen would get two parts of the animal, the breast and the right foreleg, chaza v'shoik. In a nazir's case, the kohen gets a third part, and that was the zroya b'sheila, the cooked zroya, the cooked forearm of the animal, that would be received by the kohen as well. Says the Mishnah, Hoya Mavashel Es HaShlomim. He would be cooking the Shlomim, after he cooked the Shlomim, or Shulkan, or heavily cooked it. Some say Shulkan is the opposite, it's very light cooking. After that, HaKoin Noitel Es HaZroya V'Shelem in Ayel. The Koin would get, in addition to the breast and the fore and the shoik, he would also get now this arm, the Zroya V'Shelem, the cooked forearm of the animal, of the lamb. Of the ram. V'chalas matzah achas min asal. He would be taking one challah that was matzah from the basket. V'rokik matzah achad. And also one wafer-like matzah as well. He would take that from the sal ha-matzahs, the basket of matzahs, that the nazir had to bring with the shlamim. V'noisein al kapei ha-nazir u'minifa. And he puts the whole lot, the matzah, the two types of matzah, and the Zroya B'Shela, and he puts the whole thing on top of the hands of the Nazir. Tachas, the Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the Nazir, and he goes to and fro and up and down with his hands, with the Nazir's hands as well. V'achakach, and after all this, as soon as that's done, the waving to and fro and up and down, Hutar ha-nazir lishtes yayin l'tam l'maisim. Now the nazir can drink wine, and he can make himself tamei. Basically, the restrictions of a nazir are off. Rabbi Shimon says, Kibin shenizrak alav echad min adomim. As soon as one of the bloods has been sprinkled on the mizbeach, one of the kabonis, hutar ha-nazir lishtes b'yayin l'tam l'maisim. From that moment on, the nazir is allowed to drink wine and become tamei. Becoming contaminated with the corpse. Even though he has not yet shaved his hair, even though he has not yet brought the other kabbonis, or done any of the other things mentioned in our Mishnah, doesn't matter. Once one of the bloods has been sprinkled, we say that he's allowed to, all the restrictions are off. And indeed, that's the halacha, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Naziris, like this opinion, like Rabbi Shimon.